And of course, and his man was elected. And
that's right.
And, I hate to say this, but I think they were both drinking. I just, you know, when it happened, and I got into it.
Well, I'm sorry to hear
that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We lived here at that time. That's pretty bitter pill, you know, back then.
Things were a lot rougher here, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
When you were younger.
My mother, she had nervous breakdown when that happened.
Sir?
She had a nervous breakdown when it happened.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
they come out here and told us he was killed about 5 o'clock one evening. And that's when they brought the news out here. And she was out here shutting her chickens. She used to shut her hens up, you know, late at the evening. I went out there to tell her that her father had been killed. She just got me to the hair later. And I had to prize her hands out of my hair, you know, loose from me. She just, you know, all the pieces. And she was bedfast about 6 months, so. And, of course, finally, Grace came out of it, you know.
I'm sorry. Well, I didn't mean to bring up anything that serious. You said she was bedfast
about 6 months, yes.
Bedfast?
And she was a few years well, I don't know if she ever heard any of health. She's really poor from there on. She lived.
Must have been a hard life.
It was pretty rough. She took care of that though, pretty. As us boys, there was 5 of us boys. She called us into her bed. Asked us to never bother the guy that killed her. Made us promise her that, you know. She didn't want us stepping in his shoes. You know, the guy that killed my father, if we'd have killed him, you know. That, you know, I know fugitives back then, in them days, they sometimes pretty rough.
Yeah,
man. Mm-hmm. Well, the law took care of that pretty good. During the trial, my youngest, it lasted about 2 days, and my youngest brother was 13. And by the way, they said, gave her on us. Every time we go in the courthouse, leave out, go back in. But I'm proud of it, you know, none of us boys never get bothered.
Yes.
If you want to go back to my other days of farm life, I can give you an old time history there. It was rough.
Yes. Now, you were born in
1912.
No, I mean this county.
Sharks County, yes.
And was Evenshade the
county seat at that time?
It was?
Yes. My mother's, as I told you on the phone, one of her long great great uncles was in the Senate. After the Civil War, I understand Abraham, he stayed neutral in the war, and I understand that Abraham Lincoln appointed him, you know, to go to serve in the Senate. By Einstein Lincoln. Now, my great-great-great-grandfather fought